Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Shania?
Yes.
Hi, Shania. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you because I wanted to talk to you about your background check results. I just got them in. I'm going to need to speak with your grandfather, Robert, in regards to the counts that we found here. It says there was a count for corruption of minors and intimidation of a witness or victim. But I need your verbal authorization to do that.
All right, my pop-up is not here right now. He's out with my grandmother. So do you have her number? Because you could give her a call.
Is it the number ending in 1299?
No. Her number, do you want to take it down?
Sure.
Her number is 267
Uh-huh.
300
Okay.
8171.
Perfect. All right. I'll give him a call. I'll give her a call and then I'll speak with them. And then once I do, I'm going to send you a link. It's called a it's going to be for a background check waiver. So basically what you have to do is you have to sign it along with your grandfather, and it's a verbal it's an agreement stating that both of you are agreeing to work with each other after we've discussed your background check results. Once
All
that's
right.
submitted, send me a text message to let me know so I can go ahead and save that over to your file. And then let me see if there's anything else that's missing. Did you complete your I-9 and W-4 document?
Was that the test or?
No, that was for your taxes and your IDs.
The direct deposit thing?
No, that's not through it. Let me just see the system. Hold on, because I have to enter in the system to check if you have it. Just bear with me for one moment. All right, so this is seem like you completed it because I don't see it here. I'm going to resend you the link so you can complete that. And then you didn't send me your 2-year residency proof, right?
No.
Do you have like an old ID or like an old pay stub or a bill that's under your name and it has your Pennsylvania address in it and that it's dated from 2023 or older?
Like mail or something?
Yeah, it can be like any letter, like any healthcare letter, any doctor's letter. We just need to see that it's dated from 2023 or older. It has your name on it, and it has a Pennsylvania address in it.
All right.
Okay, so send me a picture of that. And then once you complete the I-9 W-4, that would be all I'm missing besides your TB tax. Did you get that done already? All
Not yet.
right, when do you think you're going to be able to get that done?
Tomorrow, because I think everyone will be around tomorrow for me to go.
All right, are you going to go to like an urgent care?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. You can also try the CVS MinuteClinic. They offer PPD tests, and I think it's like $40 for it for the test.
All right.
Okay, all right, so I'll send you the link shortly and I'll call to speak with your grandfather, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Shania. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.